Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Former U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has been highly critical of the Trump administration, even in his non-political role as dean of the Belmont Law School. But he says voters should be more frustrated with their direct representatives in D.C.
I'm more disappointed in Congress than I am. If you have someone in the White House who wants to exercise extreme power, you know, okay. But he can be checked by the Congress. And so if Congress is not doing that, then let's change Congress. And who controls that? You and I, or the voters.
Early voting for the congressional primaries in Tennessee is going on now. Gonzalez served in President George W. Bush's White House, where he helped expand presidential power. He's led the Belmont Law School for the last 12 years and is stepping down this summer. He joined This Is Nashville for a career-spanning interview. You can listen at WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Former Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam is backing a Republican challenger to incumbent U.S. Representatives Andy Ogles for the District 5 primary. Haslam endorsed former Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner Charlie Hatcher late in the race, just as early voting kicked off last week. Haslam has been one of Hatcher's top donors and similarly supported Ogles' previous challenger, Nashville Metro Council member Courtney Johnston. Ogles, on the other hand, received an early endorsement from President Donald Trump last year. Internal polling from the Hatcher campaign puts the race at a virtual tie. Hatcher has out-fundraised Ogles, but in 2024, the two-term congressman fended off Johnston's challenge, whose campaign was even better funded than Hatcher's is now. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under Local Headlines. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.